問題咧，通常都有兩類嘅答案。
For those who have a pride in their tradition and merits, church is typically buildings or social gathering.
嗰啲對佢嘅傳統啊，或者對佢嘅功績好自豪嘅人咧，佢就會覺得教會就好似一個嘅建築物，或者係一個社交嘅聚合。
The buildings are regarded as sanctuaries, and the social gatherings are thought to deal with their religious tradition and piety.
嗰個建築物咧就係愛嚟係用作係一個嘅聖殿啦，係而嗰個嘅社交嘅聚會咧就係覺得係愛嚟去做佢哋一啲嘅宗教嘅傳統同埋佢哋嘅一啲嘅行為。
Yes, for the church building, we tend to think of the temple.
係嘅，如果係講到教會嘅建築物咧，我哋都會諗到係一個嘅聖殿。
However, the temple built by Solomon did not endure, being the work of the human hands.
但係好似所羅門所建嘅聖殿咧，都唔能夠維持，因為依個都係人所做嘅一個嘅一樣嘢。
Also, in the New Testament, we know that people become a temple with Jesus Christ, who is the cornerstone.
而在新約呢，我們都看到就說，我們呢就是成為那個的聖殿，而耶穌基督呢就是那個防角石。
The Greek word for church, ecclesia, really means the assembly, not the building.
在希臘文來說呢，教會這個字的意思呢是說到是一個的集合，一個聚會，而不是一個的建築物。
Even though many of us are still thinking the church as a building,
雖然很多時候我們都會覺得教會就是一個建築物。
The word church is generally used in two ways.
教會呢很多時候都是用在兩方面的。
Either one, referring to a local gathering of the believers.
其中一個呢就是講到是一個地區性的一班信徒集合的地方。
Or the other to the universal mystical body of Christ consisting of all believers.
另外一個呢就是講到一個全球性的所有信徒的聚合，就是好像基督的身體。
It is not just a social gathering, but gathering of the believers or community of the disciples.
所以不是只是一個的社交的場合，而是一班信徒的聚集，或者是一班門徒的一個的團體。
Reading today's episode lesson, however, I'm asking you to think what the author of the Ephesians would think of us, the Chinese United Methodist Church.
今天我們看到這個使徒的書信，我們就嘗試去自己去思想一下，也都是去想一下以弗所的作者他會怎樣看我們美爾美會呢？
He certainly understands the church in many different ways, such as household of God or a unified dwelling place for God.
作者呢就是對教會有很多不同 的認識的，就是好像說教會是好像上帝的家，是一個的上帝的居所。
But the most important point is that Ephesians regard the church as the result of God's reconciling work in Jesus Christ.
但很重要的一點就是說，以弗所書他看教會的時候呢，就認為他是一個上帝復和和好的工作，藉著耶穌基督和好的工作的一個結果。
They think of a church as formerly fractured humankind brought together by God through the atoning work of Christ.
他們看到教會的時候呢，就知道是一群的曾經是破碎的人，他們能夠藉著上帝耶穌那個的救贖那個的工作，能夠被上帝去呼召聚在一起的。
They believe the human condition became radically different from its prior state by God's redeeming work in Jesus Christ.
他們相信呢，個人那個的狀況呢是 會是因為上帝那個的拯救的工作是會有一個很徹底的改變的。
In other words, they believe the church should have real meaning in the real world.
所以呢，他們相信教會呢應該是一個的真的世界裡面，真實的世界裡面有一個很真實的意義的。
Though we are once separated from one another and from God, God in Jesus Christ has done for us what we could not do for ourselves.
雖然呢，我們是曾經是同神和同人之間呢是有一個隔絕，但上帝在藉著耶穌基督所做的事是我們不可以做的。
God has reconciled us to one another as well as to God. And now we are in a wonderful new condition. God made anew through the sacrificial death of Christ.
上帝是和好，叫我们同人和好，同上帝自己和好。而今天我们那个有一个新的那个的状况呢，就是上帝是藉着耶稣基督这个牺牲的死，叫我们有一个新的开始。
It means as the outcome of God's work, our lives should have new quality and new purpose.
就是说藉着上帝的工作，我们的生命是应该有一个新的质素和新的目的。
For example, because of Jesus Christ, we should have peace.
例如好似因为我们有耶稣基督，我们就应该有平安。
Of course, this peace does not mean the reduced definition, the absence of strife.
當然我們講到一個的平安，就不是說只是沒有一些的困擾。
In the biblical sense, the peace of God is wholeness of a person and relations.
在聖經來說，這個上帝的平安是指到我們整個人的完整，以及在我們關係上的完整。
God's intention is that we are healthy and whole in ourselves, in our friendship and our associations with all other human beings,as well as in our relationship with God.
上帝那个的意愿呢，就是我们每一个人都是能够健康的，是完整的，是我们在我跟人之间的关系，跟我们人与人之间的关系，还有我们跟上帝的关系当中。
Furthermore, as God's dwelling place, we are infused as God's own family, the church.
而且呢，如果我们说是上帝那个居住的地方呢，就是说我们是融入在上帝的家里面一个教会。
Thus, church is God's abode by the presence of God and God's Spirit.
所以教会呢，是有上帝那个的同在，和上帝的灵是充满的。
God reconciles not only our souls, but also our flesh and blood.
上帝不是只是叫我们那个灵是有一个的和，同他有一个和好，是叫我们整个身体都是有一个和好。
Because God claims the whole as God's own, we are those who among whom and through whom God moves and works the world and in the world.
因为上帝是叫我们整个人都是属于他的，而上帝也是使用我们去藉着我们 去接触触摸一个的世界。
However, we should be careful not to confuse ourselves who are still not without sins with God.
但我們要小心的一件事呢，就不要混淆我們自己，因為我們仍然都是一個的罪人。
Rather, we should strive to discern between God's will and our own desire.
所以我們要小心的去分辨到上帝的旨意和我們自己的意願。
God gives us access to God's own self, and that in so doing, God takes access through us to the world.
上帝是能够是直接的来到我们那里，也都是藉着我们一个的渠道呢，叫我们是接触到世界。
It means we ought to be agent of the God's work for the world, but not the agent fulfilling our desire and our self-purpose.
所以我们不是说所以我们应该呢，就是上帝在世上工作的一个的使者，而不是只是去完成我们自己的意愿或者我们自己的目的的一个的使者。
As the fellowship of those who have been redeemed,
我们作为一班是被上帝所拯救的一班的人。
Above all, the church should be the place where the forgiven sinners gather,either for sanctification or peaceful comfort in God's grace.
所以教会呢，应该是一个地方呢，是被那些是罪人，是被赦免的罪人所聚集的地方，或者是叫一班的被赦免的罪人一路成圣，在耶稣上帝那个的恩典当中去找到一个的安慰的一个地方。
The church ought to be the place where people can accept others' weaknessesand forgive each other as we are forgiven.
而教会呢，亦都是一个的地方，是让我们是能够去接纳彼此的软弱，亦都是能够去彼此的饶恕，好像我们是被饶恕一样。
Rather than separate ourselves as righteous.
而不是叫我们在这里分开出来，就说我自己自以为意的。
Throughout our life journey together, however, we come to realize that true fellowship of saints is only possible when we confess each other our sinfulness and weaknesses.
就是在我们的人生的旅程当中，我们都能够明白到一点，就是说我们圣徒能够有一个真正的团契，是只是因为我们能够彼此的去认罪，以及彼此的去讲出自己的软弱。
Here we should constantly remind ourselves that we are called saint not by our righteousness, but by God's unconditional love and grace.
所以我们要时时的提醒自己，就说我们今日是被称为圣徒，不是因为我们的义，乃是上帝要无条件的爱和他的恩典。
We are forgiven not because we paid the price, but because of the redeeming sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
今天我们是能够被饶恕，不是因为我们给了一些什么代价，乃是因为耶稣基督他这个牺牲的救赎。
Here we may not need to restate our church histories, but we need to mention about so-called gathering complex.
在这里我们不是在讲教会的历史，但我们需要讲到的，就是因为我们很多时候都以为聚会这个问题。
Even though we often choose to cover up our true feelings and hurts with smiles and laugh, mainly because it is easier and look great, we should admit that we all tend to feel that we are the victims and innocent casualties.
虽然很多时候我们都会隐藏自己一些真正的感受，或者我们的伤害，就只是用一个微笑来去面对大家，因为这个是比较容易一点，而且会好看一点。但是我们也都要承认一样，就是我们很多时候都会感觉我们就是那个受害者，我们那个是无辜的伤亡者。
In other words, probably naturally, we tend to consider ourselves as good people.
另一句话来说，就是很多时候我们都很自然地觉得我就是那个好人。
The problem is, especially in dualistic understanding, that the others are automatically become bad people.
而问题就是，如果我们这样想的时候，对面隔壁那个人就是那个不好的人。
Yes, they are oppressors and we are the oppressed.
是啊，他们就是那个欺压人那个，而我就是被欺压那个。
We are victims and they are warlike people.
而我就是那个受害者，而他们就好像想打那个人。
We are true believers while the others are hypocrites.
我就是那个真正的信徒，而他就是那个假冒为善的人。
At least we are the first class believers, but they are the lower class.
最低限度，我就是那个一级的信徒，他就是那些低级的。
We want harmony, but they want division.
我就是想和平的，但他们就想分离的。
Yes, we think they did it to us.
是啊，很多时候我们都想是他们搞成这样的。
They offended our tasty lives.
是他们令到我这个生活有扰乱。
How dare they do this to us? The saints and the righteous.
他怎可以对我这个圣徒，我这个义人这样做呢？
But in this morning, I want you to reflect ourselves rather critically.
但今天我就想大家去反思，很彻底的去反思自己。
Do you remember how you become to know the sins and admit yourself a sinner?
你记不记得你怎样去认识罪，和承认自己是个罪人呢？
Yes, we actually committed the sins.
是的，我们曾经是有犯过罪的。
We are sinners and still remain sinful.
我们是罪人，我们仍然都是有罪。Sinless
people may not even know the sin.
有些没罪的人，他们可能不认识罪。
If then, we should admit that we are the ones responsible for all the hurts and pains and miseries of the world, at least in part.
所以如果是这样的时候，我们最低限度要承认，就是我们是那个应该要负对一些的伤害，对一些痛苦，对一些不幸，要负上最低限度一部分的责任。
Don't you think we need to stop blaming games?
我们不要再去停止一个责怪的游戏了。
Don't try to blame others or your circumstances.
不要再去责怪其余的人或者环境了。
Let us honestly reflect on our attitude, our disbelief, our distrust, our one-sided thinking, and many prejudicial judgments.
反而咧，我哋要去好誠實嘅，佢去反思我哋自己嘅態度，我哋嗰個嘅唔相信、唔信任，我哋嗰個諗埋一邊嘅諗法，或者我哋嗰啲好偏見嘅判斷。
Yes, it's caused all those divisions, conflict in the hearts of the world we are living now.
Yeah, 呢啲所有一切咧都會形成分離、矛盾同埋傷害嘅。
So if you're seriously thinking of the healing or recovering, the changes of your attitudes and the perspectives are needed.
所以我哋真係如果去嚴肅嘅去想諗下依一個嘅醫治或者係一個恢復一個嘅復原咧，我哋態度嘅改變、睇嘅角度嘅改變係好需要嘅。
Without confronting our own sinfulness, the absolution is not possible.
如果我哋唔能够去面对自己嘅罪、赦罪，一方面系唔可能嘅。
I believe a clear understanding of the self and the situations are the best way for absolution or for healing.
我相信咧，如果我哋能够对自己有一个清楚嘅认识，或者对嗰个情况系有一个清楚嘅认识咧，系最好嘅方法去得到赦罪同埋医治嘅。
Bible also tells us that the truth will.Make us free.
而圣经也都话俾我哋听，真理系会使我哋得到自由。
In a Sunday school classroom, a pastor asked this question to his class.
喺个主日学嗰度咧，有个牧师就问佢嗰班嘅学生啦。
If all the good people were white and all the bad people were black, what color would you be?
如果所有嘅好人咧系白人，而所有嘅唔好人咧都系黑人。咁你會係邊一種顏色嘅人呢
？No, the selection of the color is prejudicial.
啊，咁係喎，依一種顏色嘅選擇咧係好有好有偏見嘅。
Let's put it the other way.
咁我哋用另外一個方法講。
If all the good people were black and all the bad people were white, what color would you be?
如果所有嘅好人咧都係黑人，而所有嘅壞人咧都係白人。咁你又想你想係做邊一種顏色嘅人呢
？A little girl replied.
咁有一個細路女咧就回答牧師啦。
Pastor, then I would be streaky.
咁佢就話：哦，咁我就寧願係好似間條式咁樣啦。
Let us admit that we all are streaky people.
咁啊，讓我哋咧都係承認我哋就每一個人都好似間條式咁樣嘅。
We all are weak in will.
就我哋每一個人喺意志上都係軟弱嘅。
Have self-centered mentality.
成日好多時，我哋都會有自我中心嗰個嘅心態。
We are ready to commit sins even in this moment.
所以我哋就算喺依一個時刻，我哋都有一個意圖去犯罪嘅。
The difference between believers and unbelievers is that the believers are trying to live the faith, while the other have faith in themselves or in worldly measures.
有好多時信徒同埋非信徒嗰個嘅分別咧，就係信徒咧嘗試係活喺佢哋嗰個嘅信心當中，而嗰啲嘅非信徒咧，只係活喺嗰個世界嗰個嘅尺度當中。
The difference is that believers know that they are sinful, while unbelievers do not know their sins.
而我哋信徒咧就知道我哋係有罪嘅，而嗰啲非信徒咧就唔知道有罪。
The difference is that believers have God consciousness, while unbelievers have self consciousness.
而嗰個信徒同唔信非信徒嘅分別咧，就信徒係有上帝嘅意識嘅，而非信徒咧就係有只係自我嘅意識。
This sense of the sinfulness of the believers clearly makes us humble.
當我哋有一個罪嘅意識嘅時候咧，就令到信徒好清楚嘅知道能夠係謙卑自己。
Yield ourselves to God's will and purposes.
而且係順服喺上帝嗰個嘅旨意同埋佢嘅目的當中。
Rather than seeking after self-fulfillment and wanting to dominate others.
而唔係去只係去尋找自己嗰個嘅滿足同埋想去控制其餘嘅人。
It also makes us free from all the effort which making up ourselves righteous and making distinction between.You and I, and yours and mine.
而好多時咧，都係當我哋能夠係唔好去睇自己個義嘅時候，而係分辨到你同我，你嘅同我嘅。
Today's gospel lesson is one of the most difficult passages in the gospel, especially to those who have a modern scientific thinking.
今日一個福音書嗰個嘅信息咧，係比較難明嘅一個嘅書卷，比較難明嘅一個章節，特別係對於嗰啲係現代比較科學思想嘅人。
But remember, all four Gospels wrote about this miracle story.
但我哋記得四個福音書入邊都有記載一個嘅故事嘅。
It probably was very important to the early church's understanding of who Jesus was.
可能呢個事件對初期教會嘅信徒嚟講咧係好緊要嘅，係幫助佢哋明白耶穌係點樣嘅。
There are a number of ways to try to explain this supernatural miracle.
但雖然可能係有好多嘅方法去解釋一個嘅奇蹟點樣發生。
But today I want you to look at its setting, the context, and its meaning, rather than focusing on how it could happen.
但今天我想大家能夠集中去看這個的故事那個的環境它的內容和它的意思，而不是去看為什麼這件事可以這樣發生。
Can't you see the beautiful picture of the church here? The gathering of the people around Jesus as a sheep around the shepherd?
就你能夠可不可以從這個經文當中看見一個很美麗的圖畫，就是講到教會的一個的圖畫，就是一班的人圍住聚埋一齊，係耶穌係喺中間，而就好似一班嘅羊係圍住個牧羊人咁樣。
We also almost can feel the hunger, emptiness, fatigue, and the needs of those gathered there.
就我哋亦都好似就差唔多，真係可以感受到嗰班人嘅一啲嘅飢餓，佢嗰個嘅空虛，佢嗰個疲累，同埋佢哋嘅需要。
Not only physical, but also spiritual and emotional thirst.
不單止是他們那個肉體上的飢渴，甚至是他們的靈性上、情緒上的飢渴。
Yes, this story of the wilderness crowd is surely our stories too.
就是的，真的，這個在曠野裡面的故事，而一班人的這個曠野裡面的故事，實在都是我們的故事來的。
Think about the flock wandering the barren wasteland, unfed,hot, scattered, and lost.
你想想這一班人，他是在一個的曠野當中，是沒有人餵他吃東西，是分散的，還有有傷害的。
People who had come too far and stayed too long.
有些人可能是很遠離，而且逗留了很久。
Sheep without a shepherd.
就好像羊沒有牧羊人一樣。
This is the same kind of place where Jesus was tempted.
这个是同一个的地点，耶稣是被试探的。
This was the kind of place where Israelites wandered for 40 years, sustained by the manna from heaven.
这个也是类似这样的地方，就是以色列人是漂流了40年的。
But the crowd followed him without any preparation.
但一班的群众是跟随耶稣，但是他没有任何的准备。
Only because of the desire to be with him and hear the words of Jesus.
唯一嘅咧就因为佢哋系有好想系同耶稣一齐，同埋听耶稣嘅教导。
When Jesus sees the crowd, he has compassion.
当耶稣见到一班群众嘅时候，佢有怜悯嘅心。
So he teaches them with the truth and heals the sick and later feeds them physically.
所以耶稣就用真理嘅去教导佢哋，同埋医治嗰啲伤害嘅咁。去喂飽嗰啲嘅佢哋嘅需要。
Here, rather than questioning how he feeds the multitude, let us focus on Jesus' compassion for his followers who follow him, putting their trust on him.
喺度咧，我哋唔好去問耶穌點樣嘅去喂飽一班嘅群眾咧，反而我哋集中去睇下耶穌嗰個嘅對一班群眾嘅憐憫嘅心，一班去跟從佢嘅。將他們的信心擠在耶穌身上的一班的群眾。
As the result, there is revelation of Christ.
就是在結果來說，耶穌是顯有對他們有一個啟示。
The power of Christ proved to be sufficient enough to satisfy all who follow him.
就在這裡我們看到也都證明到，上帝的能力是足夠的去滿足那些跟隨他的人的需要的。
Jesus revealed himself as the shepherd who truly cares.
在这里耶稣是显明出他就是那个牧羊人，是真正去 關懷人嘅牧羊人。
One of my fellow pastors openly tells that he considers himself as a dog, a shepherd's dog, rather than consider himself as a shepherd.
我其中一個嘅牧師嘅朋友咧，佢曾經有一次就公開嘅去講話，佢認為佢自己係一隻狗，係一隻牧羊狗，而唔係一個嘅牧羊人。
His ideas certainly upset many pastors around, but he insisted that there should be only one shepherd, Jesus Christ.
當然，佢呢個講法咧，令到其餘一啲嘅牧者咧都有啲不安啊。咁但係咧，佢好堅持嘅就話，就應該只係得一個嘅牧羊人嘅，就係耶穌基督。
He means that we pastors are just a shepherding dog who bark and chase the sheep when the sheep go astray or go their own ways.
咁佢就意思咧就係話，作為牧師嘅咧就好似嗰啲牧羊狗咁樣周圍喺度吠，然後咧就追嗰啲嘅羊嚇，即係如果我哋迷失咗嘅時候咧，就追趕嗰啲嘅羊。
His analogy is very meaningful in the light of today's lesson.
就佢一個嘅比喻咧，對今日一個嘅經文嚟講咧係好有意思嘅。
I also believe Jesus is the only shepherd and you are his precious sheep.
我亦都相信咧，耶穌就係嗰個唯一嘅牧羊人，而我哋咧就係佢好寶貝嘅羊。
You and I do not belong to anyone else.
你同我咧都係唔屬於任何一個人嘅。
You don't belong to any pastor or any institution.
你係唔屬於任何一個牧者或者一個嘅機構。
You are and you should be Jesus's.
你只係屬於係耶穌嘅。
I believe and I know that there is a satisfaction and joy in Jesus.
我亦都知道，亦都相信咧，喺耶穌嗰度咧，我哋係有滿足同埋喜樂嘅。
There is also salvation and forgiveness.
而且咧喺當中，我哋係有救恩同埋有饒恕。
God's grace is sufficient enough to fulfill your needs.
耶穌嘅恩典咧係足夠嘅去滿足我哋嘅需要。
God is present with us and still loves us unconditionally.
上帝嘅同在係時時與我哋同在，佢嘅愛亦都係無條件嘅。
God cares about us and our church.
上帝係好關顧我哋，甚至係我哋嘅教會。
You are the church. God cares.
我哋就係嗰個教會，上帝所關顧嘅。
With these notions in mind, let us further think about what kind of stories you are making and you are telling now.
當我們這樣去思想的時候，我們就再繼續去想，就是我們今天是在講一些什麼的故事呢？我們在這裡對人講一些什麼的故事呢？
In what and who do you put your trust?
你的信心是擠在哪裡呢？
In dogs?
在狗那裡
in other sheep,
在其他羊那裡
in yourself,
在你自己那裡
or in the only shepherd, Jesus the Christ,
還是是那個唯一的牧羊人耶穌基督呢？
Avery Dulles once defined the church as a community of the disciples.
曾經有人講到教會呢，就是一班門徒的一個的團體。
Emphasizing the ongoing relationship with Christ, he believed thatFollow of Christ should be transformed by the knowledge and love that Christ brings into the world.
佢嘅重點咧就係講到我哋一個經為繼續落去嘅同神嗰個嘅關係，而佢亦都相信咧就係我哋基督嘅跟隨者咧，係應該係藉住上帝俾依個世界嘅知識同埋愛所更新嘅。
He meant that we Christians are held to self-abnegation.Humble service, generosity toward the needy, and patience in adversity, as Jesus did.
佢意思咧就係話，我哋基督徒咧應該係要自我克制，又有個謙卑嘅服侍，同埋對有需要嘅人係慷慨，而喺一個問題困難嘅時候有忍耐，就好似耶穌基督一樣。
Of course, we experienced.
當然嘅，我哋都有呢啲經歷。
It's never been easy for anyone.
但係一啲有時唔係咁容易嘅。
But the discipleship means the process of sanctification in the spirit.
而門徒嘅訓練咧，嘅意思就係話，我哋係一個嘅成聖嘅過程。
It's never given by a chance or through one night revival meeting.
唔係話一次嘅機會或者係一晚嘅粉興佈道會係就會有一個嘅成果。
It is never completed for anyone.
永遠都不會是有一個完全的。
It is just whole process of transformation which occurs throughout our whole lives when we constantly try to put our trust in God and follow Jesus.
这个是我们一生的一个过程，这个更新的一个过程，是我们一生要学习的功课，就是我们藉着对上帝的信任和跟随耶稣。
And in this trust, the faith, Christ will provide the abundance of His grace and discipline us.
而在对上帝、对基督的信任和信心里面，基督是会供应很丰盛的去供应祂的恩典给我们，以及去继续教导我们。
I'm in the church's very fellowship of those disciples who endure the process together and comfort each other with the love Christ already showed us.
意思是教会实在就是那个一班门徒的一个团契，我们一起去经历这个过程，以及我们一起彼此的安慰，藉着耶稣基督的爱去安慰彼此。
It is true that Jesus never promised a rose garden.
这个是很真的，就是耶稣是没有应许过有一个玫瑰的花园。
Rather, He promised to be with us all the time, even when we walk through the darkest valley.
反而，祂是应许就说，无论我们在一个很幽暗的低谷的时候，祂都仍然永远的时时的与我们同在。In
this sense, church is a community of disciples who are transforming into saints through this unique process by the Holy Spirit.
这样的意思就是说，教会就是一班门徒的一个群体，他们个个都是 成为更新成为一个的圣徒，就是藉着一些的困难的过程，藉着圣灵所引导这些困难的过程。
Jesus himself clearly said that he called us one by one, not we choose to be his disciples or his church.
耶稣很清楚地去告诉我们，他是逐一的去呼召我们，而不是我们选择去要属于他或者属于教会。
And only those who follow Christ to the end will see the glory and experience the abundance of His grace.
就是那些能够跟随耶稣到底的人，他就会看到那个荣耀，以及经历了人那个恩典的丰盛。
Yes, that's what Jesus promised and is our conviction.
是啊，这个就是耶稣所应许的，也是我们所相信的。
This is the story that we can and should tell to others.
这个就是我们应该去告诉别人的故事，也会成为我们的故事。阿门。 阿们。
请我们一同起立，唱回应诗歌，教会独一的根基。